As our regular listeners will no doubt have noticed, 2018 has been a big anniversary year for us here at Radio Prague, years ending in 8 hold a special significance, and some of these milestone events shape-checked history for years to come. In 2018, we marked the centenary of the founding of independent Czechoslovakia, the Munich Agreement in 1938, the communist takeover in 1948, and 50 years since the Soviet-led invasion that crushed the Prague Spring in 1968. All of them evoked interest and comments from our listeners, particularly 1968 and 1918. Robert Govan wrote from Canada to say he had listened to both Radio Prague and Radio Slovakia International to hear their coverage of the centenary and greatly appreciated both. In fact, the two stations had a joint program looking back over the past year, which only goes to show that 25 years after the Velvet Divorce, we are still very close. Emma Dale from the United Kingdom says her favourite programmes on Radio Prague are about life in the Czech Republic. Well, we've been trying to bring you more on that, including reports from outside of Prague, courtesy of our Moravian correspondent Vít Pohanka. And you can also look forward to more travel tips and lifestyle reports in the coming year. Tom Evans from Canada wrote in to say how much he enjoyed our mini-series and videos. Well, we had several mini-series on life in this country, including Czech food classics and Czech architecture. In the coming year, we're planning to report on the country's winter resorts and some of its famous spas. The older ones on pubs and cafes you can find on YouTube. If you have any ideas on what else you'd like to hear about, please let us know at english@radio.cz. Moving on, Hans Werner Lolliker from Denmark and many others wrote to say thank you for the QSL cards they received from us this year. Many of our listeners still write in for QSL cards, which we kept on, although we're no longer on shortwave, simply because they are so popular. Well, I hope you'll be pleased to hear that next year you can look forward to a series of QSLs on modern architecture. Shin Makino, one of our many listeners from Japan, says he was interested to hear that the youngest Czech MP ever, Dominik Feri, appeared on Politico's list of people to watch and would like to hear more about his views. We have contacted him about a possible interview and will, of course, try to bring interviews with as many interesting personalities as we can in the coming year. In the coming year, some of our popular older series, such as From the Archives or My Prague, will be available for podcasting. And if you're living in the Czech Republic, you can hear a brief news summary in English on Czech Radio's Plus channel and Radio Prague's English language news bulletin on Alexa. If there's anything you miss on Radio Prague or would like to find out more about, please do let us know. The address is english@radio.cz or write by snail mail to Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague, Czech Republic. And of course, you can also follow Radio Prague on Facebook and Twitter. So many thanks again for listening to Radio Prague and for getting in touch. Happy New Year 2019.